Video Game Wars, when making a game becomes the game.
Two of the business world's fastest movers, Sony and Microsoft, are vying for the supremacy of the booming video games industry. The games market is a cultural phenomenon. As a form of entertainment, it's been vastly underrated, and yet in terms of sales, it's bigger than movies, bigger than videos, and fast catching up with the music business. And as current market leaders, Sony are in pole position. The new console is Sony's most important product ever. At its peak, the original PlayStation accounted for 40% of Sony's profits. The first PlayStation still dominates the $20 billion global games market. The new console has to deliver this and more. So far, so good. Sony aren't the only players in the games market. Two other Japanese companies, Sega and Nintendo, are also in the business. But they have sold mainly to children. So in claiming the cash of mostly male 20-somethings like Paul, Sony have left the rest for dead in the adult games market. Until now. PlayStation's grip on this grown-up market is about to be challenged by the richest kid on the block. In just over 25 years, Microsoft have risen to the top of the personal computer business. 90% of the world's computers use their software, and they have a stock market worth of over $300 billion. Now, the world's most valuable company want to conquer the games machine business. And they don't like losing. And this prototype is what Microsoft's image of fun currently looks like. The big sell is that it'll be 3 times more powerful than PlayStation 2.
Can you manage that?
The Xbox is Microsoft's biggest ever project.
If you compare it to something like Windows 95, this will be dramatically bigger than that in terms of our focus, our effort, and our intent to be successful. Obviously, Windows 95 at the time was a big event. But when you look at what we're trying to do, we're trying to reach consumers around the world with a new message and a new product. That's going to take a scale and a commitment and effort that Microsoft's never done before.
Over the short lifetime of the video games industry, the technical capacity of the machines has improved rapidly. Year on year, consoles have provided clearer graphics, better audio, and more exciting experiences for the player. Games technology, and which company boasts the best, is then a key battleground for both Sony and Microsoft. PlayStation 2 has a built-in DVD player, and you can link up other devices through it.
You'll be able to connect your camcorder to it, or a digital camera, or any home recording device, a mini disc, something like that. You can connect all of these, so if you wanted to record yourself and put yourself into a game, or use some software on PlayStation 2 that allows you to compile home videos, whatever, you can do that through the PlayStation 2.
But much more than this, PlayStation 2 will have internet access, so information and entertainment can be downloaded from the web and experienced via the once-humble games console.
PlayStation 2 is probably the key component of this strategy to build into this network entertainment world. So the world where you can download the movies of your choice and the music of your choice. It's vitally important for that, as if you like, as a Trojan horse in the living room to provide that to consumers.
Microsoft are more circumspect about their long-term plans for the Xbox, sticking to the line that it's really just a machine to play games on. They say Sony are barking up the wrong tree.
I actually would argue that the console market isn't drifting that way. I think there's a phrase we use where we say technologies converge but devices don't. And in fact, in the technology that's going on in this space, things are converging. In fact, our Xbox is based very much on a very traditional PC architecture design. So that technology is converging, and that's good. But the device itself, the box, has to be very dedicated to what you want to have happen in a game. Because otherwise you get what I call the toaster telephone, which is an interesting device that technically you can produce, but the consumers don't really want. They want a great toaster and a great telephone, not some bad mix of the two.
Right now, this appears to be a clear difference between the two giants. But it will surely disappear if the games console sitting under your TV does indeed become the nerve center of home entertainment. Because in this new battle, the potential rewards could be immense.